Good morning. It is January the 26th. Happy birthday, Dad. It is 7 a.m., so it's time for the Cook Report. We do it every Sunday at 7 a.m. Seattle time, Pacific Standard Time, like right now. And welcome to the room, everyone that's in chat, listening and observing. Today, we're talking about tactical tips for SEO, just some high notes from a link I got from my good friend Kelvin Fagan at Cambridge, England. The link is going to be in the show notes. It's from a company, addthis.com. And in the show notes, they talked about how do you make your web design SEO friendly? I mean, it's one thing to do the static, nasty old have to do it SEO stuff, but the friendly part of it, to have a really good user experience, I think that's an important part of everything that we do online, is how to make your web design SEO friendly. So it talks about don't overlook the page visuals. That is to say, if you've got too many visuals, it's just flooded with pictures and choices and decisions, then that's going to make for a much, much busier place than you need things to be. Welcome to the room that just came in, Simon and Michael. And Simon's going to hop in and join us. And so that's good, because if we have a co-host, we can blame everything on the co-host, right?
Okay, right. I'm going to leave. Thank you.
No, bye. You're not leaving. For some reason, I'm not following you again. I'll have to ask Bob about that, because I followed you twice today now. I don't know if it's because...
Are you following me on Twitter, though?
I don't know what it is, Simon. Yeah. But anyway, back to the outline. We're talking about tactical tips for SEO. Let's don't get off the topic too badly.
I'm sorry.
Like I was saying, don't overload your page with visuals. Don't have too many. And doing a usability study, having your friends, having your relatives look at your website, go, well, that could be too many pictures. And so Uncle Guy, yours truly, will take the pictures back off. And Michael said in chat that he's heard that Blab's been having issues with followers and following. So I guess we're on that list, Simon.
It's in beta. And, so you can't sort of make excuses.
Yeah. So the next thing on SEO is your heading tags. And a heading tag, if you know a little bit about HTML, you've got H1 is the biggest, the most value, and the largest fonts usually in the style sheet. And H6 is the smallest. And the weight, or how much of the load they carry, depending on the number, the lower the number, the more important they're considered to be. So when you build your outline, try to keep it sequential. Go 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and not 2, 9, 8. You know, don't get it all wonky like that. Have people look at it. And a very important consideration, maybe more important than heading tags being helping your SEO, is that if you're mobile friendly, if you work on mobile, you're going to be SEO friendly. They're going to index your ranking higher in the search engines if you work on mobile. If you don't happen on mobile, you're not going to happen in PageRank and in credibility. The search engine bots are smart enough to know that now.
Yeah, so you want best practice. Basically, you want everything plain sheet design. You don't want anything over the top and stuff like that.
Right.
So you want people to find you. You want them to find in the right order. It's all that sort of thing.
Yeah, don't insist they sign up for your newsletter straight away when they first go to the site. They don't even know who you are. Yeah. Let them find out a little bit about you. Decide, well, yeah, maybe I'll get some more information from this person. Yeah. And then consider signing up. And that way you'll have a better thing. So in summary, let me just say this about it. A good user experience is going to give you good SEO. If the users aren't made happy, they're not going to share your site. They're not going to come back to your site. So it's a wash. So
you want that flow. You just want that flow
and as you develop this site, and in the as a web developer, one thing that people do not do is they don't, what I call, throw it in the pond, see if it floats. They don't contact 10 of their friends, your good close friends, and say, hey, I've just built this website. Simon, could you take a look at this page and tell me if it makes sense or if it's wonky, if it's, you know, not understandable? And then they're, as your friends, will tell you if you've got it right. So that's some SEO tips. I'll have that link in the show notes or the addthis.com academy, and they spell out chapter and verse.
Your friends are a good focus group. They really
absolutely.
That's probably
your well spent time in that community for sure. Yeah. And a shout out time, we go thank you again to Edinburgh Dusters. The Cook Report would not have happened without their effort at making graphics and that gentle nudge they gave me to say, you know, we could call it the Cook Report. This would be the graphics. I go, yeah, you're right. We could. And so we use them. And that's the graphics that you see. They were done by Fraser, friend of Edinburgh Dusters. They're known as the company that likes to clean. If you're in Edinburgh, Scotland, you need some cleaning done. Maybe some people moved out of an apartment. You want to get it spruced up so you can show it to new potential renters. That's the guy to call. Give Fraser a call. And a big thank you to blab.im. This platform of the podcast wouldn't happen without their energies at keeping the lamp lit. And lastly, in the last part of the show notes, and this is important if you're a blog author, if you send out posts to other people about what's going on in your community, it's the information kit that I have. The close date on the Make Goals issue is going to be February 18th. Save that date. So if you've got some information about goals and marketing plans and so forth, submit that in. The email and stuff will be in the information kit link that I'll have in the show notes on this. And Simon, thanks for coming in. Then I know my audio works because you're nodding your head. You're going like this when I've got it right. And so one day, it's the true story. One day I went in, hit the record button. I'm doing the blab. I went on for about 2 minutes. And Kelvin Fagan from Cambridge, England comes in and says, you know, your audio's not working.
Yeah.
And so we had to redo that one. That was a bucket of bliss, to be sure. And I also want to thank, I don't normally shout out for engineers, but there's an engineer in California. His name is Sean. And he bailed me out of a bit of a problem internet-wise this morning. He worked on it for about 2 hours and accomplished in 2 hours what had been going on for 3 days effort from other engineers. I'm not sure if they're engineers, if it took them 3 days and they couldn't do it. And he whooped it in 2 hours. So there's the shout out for him. And again, we're going to be on iTunes. We're on the cookreport.podbean.com. And as I say at the end of every show, right before I reach up and click this button, it's a wrap.